Proclamation number 3370 of 17th of December, 1944. Vitality. Lack of strength. Power supply. Only through strength does the will become action. Therefore, strength must first be imparted to the being which is to let its will become active as long as it does not have it itself. And for the being there is a state of powerlessness and a state of fullness of power, depending on its spiritual nature. In the state of powerlessness, the being is therefore unable to carry out an act despite its will. But in the state of fullness of strength, it can continuously let its will become an act. And this is a state of perfection, of bliss and therefore of godlikeness. Nevertheless, even in the state of imperfection, where it cannot freely dispose of strength, the beingness does not need to be inactive because it is the possibility to acquire strength itself. This is especially true for the last time of its development on earth and also in the spiritual kingdom. On earth it constantly draws strength as long as it lives, i.e., life itself is already a process of transmitting strength, which becomes recognizable by the possibility of carrying out its earthly activity. Without strength, the being, which is now embodied in the human being, would not be able to accomplish anything. He can therefore continue to be active during his earthly life and indeed carry out every action according to his will, as far as this lies within the realm of possibility. The human being should use this strength in order to acquire the actual strength to one day be able to work in the spiritual kingdom. For spiritual strength is different from vitality, even though the source of strength is the same. The eternal deity, who wants to snatch its beings from the state of powerlessness. The human being's vitality ceases with his physical death, but the being's spiritual strength remains its own even in the spiritual kingdom if it has acquired it on earth. And therefore the being, which neglected the latter on earth, falls into the state of powerlessness again after its physical death, which is unspeakably agonizing for the being because it had previously known the state of strength. And yet, it can still acquire the supply of strength in the spiritual kingdom, but then its will has to strive for it. It first has to submit itself to the divine law of love, otherwise the strength in the spiritual kingdom cannot be imparted to it. But as long as it does not do so, it remains in powerlessness, it is incapable of exercising its will. And for the most part this will is also so weak that it remains completely apathetic in its powerless state in utmost agony and wretchedness. Yet the beings which are in fullest abundance of strength do not leave those beings in their distress because they are urged to give their strength to those who need it. But the transfer of strength can only take place if the beings fulfill God's demand, if they decide to serve with love of their own accord. And therefore a great deal of work has to be done on these poor beings before the transfer of strength can take place. They have to be instructed and made aware of their task in the spiritual kingdom. Their hitherto wrong thinking has to be directed correctly and thus the basis first has to be created for the beings to change into love, because they cannot receive the strength until they decide of their own accord to use the strength flowing to them for loving activity. Only then is the transmission of strength possible. And therefore the possibility is always open to imperfect beings to acquire strength in order to then also put their will into action, for only the activity of their will is pleasing for the being in the spiritual kingdom, just as the state of strengthlessness is always a state of agony, For the beingness was originally created to be able to create and shape in fullest freedom according to its will. And only the original state is a state of bliss for the spiritual being, which is therefore the aim of all beingness as long as it has not yet become a direct recipient of strength from God and can therefore absorb and also release strength in all abundance. Only then is the being perfect and has reached its aim. It has joined the original power from which it originated. Amen.